in the series on The Fruit of Peace, and it kicked off really well. If you didn't hear Thursday's message, go back and make sure you get a hold of a Thursday's message and listen into it. It will really bless you. It sets things up to where we're going in this series. We're learning about the definition of peace. The first definition of peace is means to join. And we're focusing on joining, and we're focusing on the word harmony. And today, the word reconciliation will come into play. And the title of this message is His Peace is Our Reconciliation unto the Father. And us being reconciled reveals our true value. And that is the title of today's message. His Peace is Our Reconciliation unto the Father. And us being reconciled reveals our true value. And so last on Thursday, we really got into this thing on the joining. We talked about the cherubs on the ark, the two that are facing one another, and how their wings are overlaid, and that signifies the agreement between the Father and us, the church. It's the seat of propitiation is where they're located on the ark. And the only two in all of creation that have been propitiated is the church and the Father. And so that seat becomes the mercy seat. It becomes the place where we've been established because of Jesus and because of his sacrifice. And of course, his blood flowing through the rhema is what's propitiating us every time we get in this word. It's connecting
Amen.
us into temperament. And so that stabilizes us in a place with the Father. The Father is no longer angry. He's forever appeased, and that's his position. We've been washed, thank God for this, from all the guilt and the shame that we've gone through because of our sins. And we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus that's coming through again, the rhema word. And so the two are on the ark, and that signifies the place of peace. That's where we discover the covenant of peace. We've forever in the peace where with we have peace with God forever. And it's because of God revealing to us through Christ this wonderful truth about authentic faith. And our authentic faith that we've discovered and that he's brought us into has absolutely set us up to walk in the covenant of his peace, that the fruit of peace is now revealed by the faith. In fact, there's more confirmation in Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified, it says, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It says again, therefore, being justified by faith, because of our faith, this authentic faith realm, it has now triggered this wonderful peace that we're about to learn about and walk in absolute manifestation. And so it
Amen.
says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, justified by faith has created a realm and a rhema that you're about to get on how you have peace. And this peace is the first definition again is to join. And it's our joining with Omega. It's our joining because of the blood of Jesus and because of his sacrifice that he appeased the Father. And he has really, really wiped all of our guilt and shame away. And
Thank you,
so
Lord.
now we are connected. We are joined in fellowship with the Father. And that's why peace is about to manifest like never before. We are under what we call true reconciliation, guys. It's wonderful. And Mark 4 and 11, just a reminder of what Jesus's mission really was. It says, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. When Jesus said it was given unto us to know, what he really was saying is, I'm giving you to someone to whom you already belong. That's the definition of given. I'm giving you to someone to whom in which you've already belonged. That's how kingdom is manifested. It's the joining with the Father. So what Jesus did by giving the kingdom was actually give us over to the Father through this rhema word, through the constant fellowship in the word. We have come to know who the Father really is. It means to return. We're being returned from where we came from. And we came from the Father. And so now this wonderful place of fellowship is affording this and revealing this covenant of peace, the fruit of peace, which also means tranquility. It means prosperity. It means wholeness. But these things don't begin to happen until we have joined. And our joining with the Father is going to cause all of the rest of the benefits of peace to really flow in our life. Really and truly flow. God has been ministering to us through Christ, man, about a time of manifestation in our lives. All of the fruit of the Spirit that we've gone over is revealing manifestation. And it's manifesting salvation and success. All of the series that we've dealt with so far in the Abounding Wind series, all of the fruit, rather, all of them are revealing manifestation.
Amen.
And God is very interested in releasing his kingdom in our life. This is his pleasure. This is what he really wants to do. The mission of Jesus was absolutely pointed out to be what his main goal was to reconcile us back unto the Father. That was his mission on the earth. And it's funny that the church doesn't really look at this and recognize it. And it's a shame as well, because it really is snuffing out the power of the kingdom of God, the benefits that flow from being connected back to the Father. In the book of 2 Corinthians 5, in verse 18, it says here, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us this ministry," or the ministry of reconciliation. I told you on last Thursday, we're going to minister from the place of being joined.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That is this is the ministry in which we have, because of the reconciliation. That's how ministry is going to flow. Your experiences with the Father is how you're going to minister, how you're going to lay hands, how you're going to do things. You're going to understand your value because of this reconciliation. The light and understanding of our value is about to come on. We have tremendous value in the kingdom because we've been reconciled back unto the Father. You're going to find this out today. It's wonderful. I mean, it's blowing my mind to understand the value that we hold because of reconciliation, and it's because of his peace. That is the marquee for the record. What you need to see here is that when you're under the covenant, or you're under the fruit of peace, because you're joined, and this wonderful tranquility is over you, prosperity begins to flow. Everything starts to go in the right direction. Everything's moving in the right direction. This is what reconciliation is like, to be reconciled unto him. We're going to get into it a bit more. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, it says, But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, there it is, propitiation, we shall be saved from wrath through him. See, God still has wrath to pour out. Don't get me wrong. But for those that are in this wonderful covenant, those that are in Christ, those that have been saved and redeemed, those that are living lives in authentic faith, transitioning into his temperament, there is no wrath for us. There is no wrath. God is forever appeased for those that have received and lived by the sacrifice of his blood, by the blood of Jesus. God is forever appeased there, and we're saved from that wrath. Now watch this. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Amen.
This reconciliation that we're under, this peace, revealing reconciliation, is how salvation really is coming into being. True salvation is going to come when you understand the level of reconciliation that we're on. We're still, my goodness, we're still being saved. It says it right there. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. In this joining, it reveals the life of Christ, obviously. It brings us into temperament, praise God. Thank God for this. And it brings us into the real life of Jesus, which is saving us. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about the mistakes you might have made. Don't worry about these things. That reconciliation is bringing you unto salvation. This is the end game of our faith, which we know. Verse 9 confirms the Father being placated through the propitiation that has come as a result of the sacrifice of Jesus. We escape the wrath of the Father. For those that are in his peace, his wrath doesn't exist here. Does anybody hear that?
Amen.
Amen. Those that are connecting into this peace because of your joining into fellowship, this joining together is absolutely got you covered from the wrath of God. Verse 10 reveals that it's in this reconciliation is his peace, that true salvation would come. For it is in the life of Christ that is revealed in peace that saves us. Remember, being in temperament is to be in his life. Simple as that. Now we found another truth, that being in his temperament, propitiation, is where his covenant of peace is found as well. It's in that joining, in that fellowship, because of you being in the temperament. Remember, the Bible says very simply that no man comes unto the Father, Jesus said, but by me. That's the prerequisite. He puts his temperament on us, and now we have audience with the Father. This is real reconciliation. Now, let me show you what reconcile means here. The word reconcile means to change mutually, in a mutual relationship. So now, being reconciled unto the Father has brought us into a status of being mutual. Mm. The word mutual means having the same feelings one for the other. It also means shared in common. What has brought us into a place of commonality with the Father? The blood of Jesus did. It brought us into a place of being mutual. It brought us, and you're about to learn your value, and it's going to blow your mind. Listen, you brought into a place where the reconciled also means joint. There's that word joining. So now we're not just joined with him. We have a mutual understanding. We have a mutual relationship. We flow in the same feelings. My goodness, you would never fall in love with the Father until you met the Father. You never would until you met him. When you're understanding this fellowship and you're moving and you're joined to him here, this is reconciliation. You're joined and you're in a mutual place. And it's characterized, the definition goes on to say, by intimacy. It's characterized by intimacy. So now it's our intimacy with the Father that is revealing this wonderful place of peace and reconciliation. That's what's all in the peace of God, is your reconciliation. All right, so now watch this. It means to change or exchange as coins. Watch this. For others of equivalent value. That blew my mind. Our reconciliation brings us into equal value. Somebody's about to hang up because you're going to think I'm blaspheming, but I'm not. It brings us into equal value to the Father himself. Listen, if you're joint heirs equal with Christ, Christ is nothing but the Father incarnate. You are equal to the Father as well. Your value is equal, and it's discovered in his peace. You only discover through his peace, through the joining yourself to him, or being joined by Christ unto the Father. You're about to learn that your value is equal. So it's as coins that are exchanged of equivalent value. So it's like going to another country and changing some money over, and you give a 10 and you get whatever the money or the value of their dollar's worth, you get it equal value to what you're giving. And God is saying this here to you today, that your value is the same as mine. And you're going to get more about this in just a second. So what reconciliation describes is our joining unto him. We have with the Father been mutually changed by the blood of Jesus. Our reconciliation unto the Father is making our feelings mutual to how he feels about us. We're now starting to measure up. He first loved you. Now you're really tagging in because you've been joined to him. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm leaving Jesus behind because I'm talking to the Father so much. And sometimes I just got to tag in because he's already brought me unto the Father. And most of my conversations now are with the Father. But I know that the Lord, he's there. I know it's because of the rhema word he speaks to me. And I understand that. But sometimes I feel like I'd left him again because I've been so reconciled. I'm in such a place of joining with the Father. So this is the connection of the two cherubs on the ark that we talked about, on the seat of the propitiation, the mercy seat. This is why peace is now ready to flow. We truly are in position for it. Can you fathom your value being the same as the Father's value? Because of the blood of Jesus, it gave us equality. The blood of Jesus propitiated the Father. The blood of Jesus has propitiated us and brought us under this covenant of peace. Unbelievable. But now the Lord is revealing to us still, that our value here in this place of peace is the same as the Father. That's why he revealed the two cherubs on top of the mercy seat, the seat of propitiation, one being the Father, the other being the church, you and me. Our worth is the same because of the blood of our Lord. It did the same thing. Can you imagine that? Can you just imbibe that for a moment? The blood of Jesus was good enough to propitiate and appease the Father's wrath. The blood of Jesus was good enough to get you in a state of propitiation as well, and forever appeasing you from the guilt and shame of your sins. So it gives us the equal value here. Watch this. So let's start seeing ourselves the way he sees us. Watch this. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower. I wish I had wrote the definition of lower. I don't think I put it in there. The word lower means just, or just as. So basically it's not calling us a little lower. In the definition, it's funny because it tries to describe it. It says littler than little. It's like you've made them exactly like you. You've lower than the angels, it says, but the word angels there translates in the Hebrew of the supreme God, the true God. So you've made them just like you. This is what it means when he said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. Let's create them. Let's create man in our image. The God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. We are in the same, when you come into his peace, you hold the same position in value. And you're going to understand in just a moment. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Psalms 8, 4, and 5. So now we've been created in an exact likeness. But unfortunately, most people don't cross over and come into a revelation of his value because first of all, they don't understand Mark 4. And a lot of times, because you don't stay in the rhema, you don't get discoveries like this. I know I didn't have discoveries like this when I was first born again and studying the word. No, I didn't know it like this here. I didn't know it like this, but the rhema word has afforded us to understand the truth and the depths of our salvation in God. And it's awesome. Now his peace is revealing to us now this covenant of peace because of our joining. Remember, that's what we're dealing with. We have come into this place of reconciliation. And in this reconciliation, we have come into a position of understanding, my goodness, the Father was too, we were reconciled under the Father by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Giving us equality to who the Father is. All right. So now, created us and made us a little bit lower than the angels. The word angels again means of the supreme God, the true God. This is what peace reveals to us. It reveals our value is equal to him. The enemy doesn't want you or I to know this, trust me. But the revelation of this truth can't be stopped when we're in the covenant of his peace. When we're in the covenant of his peace. Let's look at the book of Exodus, and I'm moving pretty fast here. Let's look at Exodus chapter 37, verses 6 and 7. Let's look at when it also reveals equal value. Tremendous insight here. It says, and he made the mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubims of gold, beaten out of 1 piece, made he them on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Did you hear that? Verse 7 says, and he made 2 cherubims of gold, beaten out of 1 piece. There weren't 2 separate pieces of gold that he created the cherubims. There was 1 piece. The cherubims on top of the ark, wow, because of how they were created out of 1 piece of gold, also gives us insight. Also gives us insight to the fact that the value was the same. They were made out of the same piece of gold, came out of one. That's what the blood of Jesus has done for us. It's brought us into oneness with the Father. Placating and expiating force is flowing because of the blood. And it's brought us into this place where we are of equal value. We are in a place of being mutual. Can you imagine being mutual with the Father? Boy, I've had a hard time understanding how I'm joint heir and equal to Christ. Now I'm learning that my value is the same as the Father's. That's how he looks at us. That's how this covenant of peace, this fruit of peace, man, is revealing. It's going to reveal the level of peace that you really should be living on. The same level of the as the Father, the same level of tranquility, the same level of rest is on your life. When he was finished after creating the heavens and the earth, the Bible says on the 7th day he rested, and he's still in rest, no longer toiling, no longer laboring. That's the level that God has brought us to in this covenant of peace. But it will only be revealed by joining, by staying in fellowship with the Father. So even the ark reveals, because of the fact they were beaten out of 1 piece, both cherubims from 1 piece. It signifies the oneness. It signifies same, mutual. So he made them on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And I showed you the picture of it last week on the ark. You can Google a picture of it if you'd like to see. So we were made out of the same piece of gold. When the Father said, let us make man in our own image and our likeness, he meant exactly that. Our value and worth is equal to his. That's not blasphemy. It's fact. That's what peace is going to reveal. You're going to see your value. So our value and worth is equal to his. And as we learn of his fruit of peace, we're going to experience his power. I'm just about done, guys. We're going to experience his power on our lives in every direction of our lives. It is the time of Omega. It is the time of seeing. And God wants to, through this peace, reveal to you all of the prosperity that's there. Every ounce of prosperity that he's ever meant for your life. What is your value? Your value is equal to him. That's your value. The word value means this. This is what it means, and this might help you a little bit more. It means the regard that something is held to deserve. That's your value. Oh, glory be.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey. The regard that something is held to deserve.
Hallelujah.
God regards you as himself.
Hallelujah, God.
What do you deserve? Everything he has.
Hallelujah.
That's your value. It means the importance. He esteems you as important as himself.
Hallelujah.
It means your worth. It means the usefulness of something.
Hallelujah.
How useful are you? God says you're as useful as I am. I esteem you as I esteem myself. That's your value. God wants to elevate us in, through peace to understand what we truly deserve, how important we really are. He said it's a ministry that flows through reconciliation. Reconciliation reveals your value. Oh, God. You'll minister from this place as long as we hold fast, TGM, as long as we hold fast and let him reveal his covenant of peace. Let him reveal the peace that's over your life. Man, I see such tremendous protection here. I see where we can't falter and fail. I see where, oh my gosh, success cannot and will not be denied. Your salvation is on the level of the Father. He's going to show you your value through his peace. Because when he reconciled you through Jesus, his son, he said, listen, I'm bringing you to my level. I'm bringing you to where I am. Jesus isn't just going to reconcile you to me, but he's going to reconcile me to you. It's mutual. Because if God's wrath was not appeased by his son, none of us would be here. He would have wiped the earth out completely. But because of the blood of Jesus, that affords us to be propitiated and join, come into this real dimension of peace, the joining. Your value is greater than you've ever known. So value is the regard that something is held to deserve. Your importance is revealed here. Your worth is revealed. Usefulness of something. My wife always says, never say you can't afford this or you can't afford that. She says, never say that. And that connects in so beautifully for me. My worth, God told me to say it a long time ago. Jesus told me to say it, rather. He said, Todd, say this. The earth is mine and the fullness thereof, the worlds. And he was revealing my value then. I had a hard time saying it. But he said, don't say the earth is the Lord's. He said, the earth is mine. Because he said, because what's mine is yours. Yeah. So my last note, living in his peace will reveal your true value. It's from here that we will walk in what we truly deserve. You may ask, what is it exactly that we deserve? And this is the Father's answer. The Father would simply say, my kingdom. My kingdom. That's what you deserve. You deserve all of his kingdom. Everything that flows from out of his kingdom. And so now his peace is about to reveal. His peace is going to cause you to discover and experience on levels that you never have. Stay in the place of joining. Don't leave Omega Fellowship. Don't leave the fellowship with the Father. Don't leave it for anything. Stand still and see. And see for yourself the salvation that God really has for you. And that's all I have for you today. That's all. But God bless you guys. Are you still there?
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. And so that's all I got for you there. And I pray it got you right where you needed it and it blessed you. Let's see what some of the comments came in. I can't see who this from. Let me see here. Elder Donna said, so true. Praise God. Amen. It says, wow. Amen. From Elder Allison. And Jay says, yes, God, we are truly becoming one with you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, he says. And let's see. This is also from Elder Donna. Bless you, Lord God. Amen. Amen, people. Amen. You're getting it. We're getting it. And we're going to keep climbing in who we are. We're going to really maximize this thing. And we're going to walk in the full benefits of being Ramahites. Amen. We truly are going to walk in everything God has for us.
Hallelujah.
Leaving nothing. No stone will be left unturned. We will go from glory to glory. Praise God. Without question, without doubt, we got it. He told us when we were done with that balance, he said, we've arrived. And now he's revealing, my goodness, what level, what we've really arrived to.
Bless Come God. On.
Now let's get it, guys. Let's get it. God bless Amen. You. And I pray that this word be made manifest in all of you. And you really walk in it and walk it out. If you're going to be giving today, which every